A specialised team of Indonesians and Australians will dive on the wreck of HMAS Perth later this year as part of efforts to save the World War II ship from scavengers and to protect the watery graves of hundreds of sailors. Indonesia correspondent Adam Harvey went to the wreck site aboard the Perth's modern namesake.
On the bridge of the HMAS Perth, officers take their warship from Jakarta's Tanjung Priok port to the Sunda Strait. It's a short trip through crowded waters, just a couple of hours, exactly the same route as the final journey of the original HMAS Perth. Late at night in March 1942, as the Perth and the USS Houston entered the Sunda Strait, they ran straight into a Japanese invasion fleet crossing from Sumatra to Java. The Allied ships were overwhelmed. The Perth ran out of ammunition as the Japanese fired 90 torpedoes at it. Four of them hit. 351 sailors went down with their ship, the Royal Australian Navy's second greatest loss of life. Here in the Sunda Strait, the Perth lies 30 metres below. The modern HMAS Perth stops directly above it for a memorial service. This is an important day for the Perth's commanding officer, Captain Ivan Ingham.
My officers and sailors place a great importance in our connection with Perth 1. The history of Perth 1 and their legacy is special in the history of the Royal Australian Navy. I would even say it's, in terms of what their contribution in World War II, it should be special in the psyche of Australia.
The Houston lies in deeper water, but the wreck of the Perth is particularly vulnerable to scavengers. Pieces of the ship have already been taken. Captain Nick Hart is Australia's Navy attaché to Indonesia.
There's a combination of divers who just want to collect souvenirs, the odd sort of local fisherman who's after a bit of money. These events are pretty spasmodic. Recently some items were recovered by the Indonesian police. We've no idea where they got them from, but they've recovered them from somebody. So it happens from time to time, but a lot of work's being done to prevent that happening again.
There's a push for Indonesia to provide some kind of legal protection for the site.
So we're working with them, and particularly the Australian Maritime Museum is doing some extensive work with their Ministry of Education and Culture to do a survey of the vessel just to ascertain her current condition and do some work towards getting officially recognised by the Indonesian government as a historic site. There is already, as I said, much work being done. By giving it official status, that then just enables a sort of more public notification that you need authority to go and interfere with the site.
The Perth's commanding officer says this site is more than just a shipwreck.
I think it's important that we honour the memory of those that have lost, just the same as any grave site anywhere. I think every captain, every sailor and officer would feel the same way. They're sacred sites.
After the memorial service, the crew of the modern HMAS Perth heads to the Middle East for a six-month mission. This is Adam Harvey aboard HMAS Perth in the Sunda Strait for PM.